Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this, our online service, Sunday the 27th of September. Welcome to Bedhampton Parish. Whether you're a regular or a visitor, we welcome you. My name is Polly and I'm one of the parishioners here. And this Sunday, Max is alive and well, but he's having a little break. If you get the parish notice sheet, please do have a look at everything that is on there with our news. And please take special note of the fact that the 11th of October, 2 weeks today, is our annual parish meeting. If you'd like to come along to that at St Nick's, please do book in. And as we start our service today, let's start with a prayer. Loving God, we come to worship you in your holiness. We come to praise you in your love, and we come to adore you in your beauty. God the Father, fill our worship with your glory. God the Son, fill our worship with your presence. God the Holy Spirit, inspire our worship with your power. Amen. And now Roger, one of the members of our congregation at St Nick's and one of our church wardens, is going to lead us in Strength Will Rise.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever.
Thank you for that, Roger. And now we come to the time in our service when it's good to take a pause and to reflect and to say sorry. Sorry for the things we have done this week we shouldn't have done. The words we said that might have hurt others. Sorry for things we haven't done that we could have done. The words of comfort we didn't say. And let's just come and bring all of that before God. Lord Jesus Christ, we are sorry that we have filled the voids of our heart with our own darkness instead of with your light. We confess that we have conformed to this world and not been transformed by the renewal of our minds. Cleanse us and fill us afresh with your love and peace. We ask this by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we might live to your praise and glory. Amen. And you know, when we come before God and say sorry, he always forgives us. So know that you are forgiven. And let's come now and praise our Lord and Creator. Lord Jesus, before the world began, when everything was shapeless, you were there, hovering over chaos, planning the texture, the taste, the sight and the sound of things. And for this, we praise you. Before we began, when in the womb we were shapeless, you were there, calling us your own, planning the nature and novelty in us, making us unique. And for this, we praise you. And even now, when we dream dreams and puzzle over the future, now when we are shaken and challenged to step out in faith, you are there, upsetting our easiness and replacing our own narrow vision with your own wide vision. And for this, we praise you. In this moment, you are here, calling us to serve you, to speak for you, to listen to you. You do not ask the impossible. You ask us to be faithful, to be obedient, to be open to your Spirit's prompting. You do not ask us to stay where we are, safe and complacent and self-centered. You ask us to follow you and to take risks for you. And for this, we praise you and ask for strength and courage and confidence to respond to your will. Amen. And now let us declare our faith. We believe in God the Father, who reveals his love in Jesus. We believe in God the Son, who pours out his Holy Spirit on us. We believe in the Holy Spirit who teaches us God's truth. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we're going to hear our two readings.
The first Bible reading this morning is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
This morning's reading is taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Last week, Max spoke to us about the first two parts of our vision statement, which look towards a wider community. And he explored how we can fulfil these in an environment of social distancing and all the challenges the pandemic has brought to our lives. This week, we are moving on to look at part three and part four of that vision statement, which look inwards towards those who worship God and are disciples of Jesus in our church family. So three is to enable all ages to grow in discipleship and faith in small groups, whilst giving and receiving love, support and practical help. And four is to be a place where all ages gather together in worship, to worship God in a range of expressions. In other words, last week Max spoke about our part in the community, and today we're moving on to look at how we grow in discipleship and how we come together in worship. And as we do this, I want to look at that reading we've just had from Acts. So if you've got a Bible in front of you, you might want to turn to Acts chapter 2. At the start of Acts 2, we've got the Holy Spirit coming on the day of Pentecost. And Peter addressed the crowd, and it says that 3,000 were added to their number that day. We then pick up the reading we had today, starting at verse 42, the fellowship of the believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Here in the second chapter of Acts, we see a community of believers. At the beginning of the book of Acts, it's about 120 people, and now it's grown to over 3,000. And this newly formed community chose to devote themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Now, they didn't do these things half-heartedly. They devoted themselves to them. Why? And who were these people? Well, verse 44 says that all the believers were together and had everything in common. They were so devoted to one another, they were willing to share everything in order that nobody lacked anything. And the crowd, those 3,000 people, probably came from all over the known world. And many of them would have travelled to Jerusalem for the Passover. Then when they were there in Jerusalem, they heard Peter teaching and they followed. And they spent much time together in the temple, maybe because they'd travelled from afar and they didn't have anything else to do at the time. And this new community grew rapidly, and they made sure that everybody had everything they needed. Because again, if some of them had travelled from afar, they wouldn't have everything with them. But they made sure that they sold possessions so that people in need had what they needed. And it says new converts were added to their number every day. What an amazing time this must have been. 120 believers at the beginning of Acts, over 3,000 here in Acts chapter 2, and in Acts chapter 4 it tells us there were nearly 5,000. I wonder how different our lives would be if we devoted ourselves to the same four things as the early church: to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And if we did these things not when we wanted to, or not when we remembered, or not just on a Sunday, but if we truly devoted ourselves to them every day, if we put these things before everything else in our lives. And you might think, that's hard to do, we're in the middle of a pandemic. But actually, is that just a handy excuse for us? Because, do you know, in the midst of the pandemic and the changes we've had to our lives, it has been lovely to see communities coming together, to see people supporting one another, people giving and receiving practical help and support. This is our vision of Bedhampton coming into reality, and I pray that we see more of that. Then, if we turn to our reading from Colossians 3, this reading reminds us that we don't have to do any of this in our own strength. In Colossians 3, verse 9, just before the reading we had today, it says, "You've taken off your old self and its practices." Since we've taken off the old self, we've put aside our sinful desires. Now we're told to clothe ourselves in new clothes, the clothes that characterise them as Christians. And the virtues you're told to put on are compassion, feeling love in our innermost being, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. These are the virtues that restore human relationships. But they can only be shown if we forgive one another. And there's a real link in this passage between forgiveness and love and peace. And we do need to forgive one another when people do things to us that we don't like and they say sorry. We need to forgive them. And when we do things towards other people and we say things, we need to ask for forgiveness. The person who's hurt needs to hear the apology. They need to accept it and truly forgive. We need to take off our sinful clothes and put on the new garments of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And then verse 17, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Whatever we do, we need to do in a spirit of thankfulness. In fact, the Christian life should be characterised by gratefulness and thanksgiving expressed through what is done and what is said. And I've spoken to you several times since March about being thankful. And something I've learnt this year is that the more you practice being thankful, the easier and the more natural it becomes. And so today I'm thankful for our church. I'm thankful that it offers us the chance to come together to worship. I'm thankful that it's a place where we can worship God in a range of expressions, as our vision says. I'm thankful that we don't have a one-size-fits-all model here in Bedhampton. I'm thankful that our buildings are open again for those who want to come and join and worship in the building. But I'm also thankful that we're still producing online services for those who are unable to get to the buildings at the current time. I'm thankful for Max as our rector. I'm thankful for the church wardens. Do you know, the list for me could go on. I just want you to take a moment to pause and to think, what are the things that you are thankful about at the moment? And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And as we close, I'd like to leave you with the same challenge that Max left us with last week. What is God calling you to do? What is your part in this vision? This week, I ask that you take time to pray and to see where God's Spirit nudges you. And as we take time to reflect on what I've just said and to think about what it means for you in your life, we're going to listen to Roger leading us in "Be Still for the Presence of the Lord." And following that, Mike Tritton is going to lead us in a time of intercessions.
The Holy One is here.
holy fire, with splendor he is crowned. How awesome is the sight, our radiant King of light. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. Be still, for the power of the Lord is moving in this place. He comes to cleanse and heal, to minister his grace. No work too hard for him, in faith receive from him. Be still, for the power of the
Let us pray. Lord, let us experience the joy of your presence as we offer to you our prayers. We bow down our heads in worship before you, O Lord, our Maker, our God. We are the people of your pasture, the flock under your care. We worship you with gladness and thanks, for you are a loving God. We pray for the church throughout your world, that it will abound in truth, unity, stability and love that can be shared with those in need throughout your world. Please answer our prayer on behalf of the many people who are denied the opportunity to worship you. Help them to find justice and peace, and fill them with your Holy Spirit to enable them to triumph over persecution and suffering. Thank you for the church leaders in this country and throughout the world. Equip them all to lead your church to respond with compassion and understanding to the challenges of the 21st century. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you again in our church buildings and also online in our homes. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you have called us to be one, to live in unity and harmony, and yet we are divided in many ways, race from race, faith from faith, wealthy from poor, old from young, neighbour from neighbour. Lord, by whose cross all enmity is brought to an end, forgive us for our prejudices. Break down the walls that separate us. Tear down the fences of indifference and hatred. Free us from pride and self-seeking. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, make us one. Comfort all people who are attempting to live peacefully in the midst of violence, and also the people whose lives have been torn apart by natural disasters. Please give reason for hope to the countless people displaced from their homes by conflict or disaster. Inculcate in the leaders of all nations a desire for justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you have taught us that we are all parts of one body, each of us possessing different gifts. Grant us unity so that together we can use our personal gifts for the benefit of our community. We thank you for the community of Bedhampton, for the people who share with us in its activities. Help us, as we have the opportunity, to make our contribution to the community and to be good neighbours, that by love we serve one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father in heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, understood people's fear and pain before they spoke of them. We pray for all people who are unwell, recovering from injury or medical procedure, or who will otherwise benefit from your comfort and assurance, and bring before you today all people known to us in this church who are unwell and are in need of your support. We pray to you also for all people throughout the world who are infected with the COVID-19 virus, and also for their families and friends. Lord, please give to them all hope for the future in these times of uncertainty. We pray for your intervention to contain the spread of this pernicious infection. Surround the frightened with your tenderness. Give strength to those in pain. Hold the weak in your arms of love. And give hope and patience to those who are recovering. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring before you, Lord, those whose earthly life is at an end. Today we remember Debbie Sheed, Ruth Loftus, and Denise Deacon. Give them the peace that comes from your victory over death, and comfort and support the families and friends who mourn the loss of their loved ones. Merciful Father, accept this prayer for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mike. And now let's join together as we continue in an attitude of prayer. Lord Jesus, I give you my hands to do your work. I give you my feet to go your way. I give you my eyes to see as you do. I give you my tongue to speak your words. I give you my mind that you may think in me. I give you my spirit that you may pray in me. Above all, I give you my heart, that you may love in me. I give you my whole self that you may grow in me, so that it is you, Jesus Christ, who lives and works and prays in me. Amen. And let's join together in the words of the prayer our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Loving God, help us to be aware each day of your presence, so we don't squander a single moment of our lives. Keep us eager to hear your voice, so we may be ready to serve you. Make us a blessing in the world, and let us follow in the footsteps of your beloved Son. In his name we pray. Amen. And our final song today comes from Roger again, My Saviour and My Friend.
Holy King of Glory.
Savior of pain. You became sin for me, my Savior and my friend. There's nothing that I could give, but live to die and die to live. You became endless grace that loves me till the end.
Thank you, Roger, and thank you all for joining us today. As we go out into the week, a blessing for us all. May the light of the Lord be in our eyes, the love of the Lord be in our hearts, the gentleness of the Lord be in our hands, the kindness of the Lord in all we do. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. I pray you all have a peaceful and restful week, and please do join us again next Sunday.
You are home.